more fish and mammals live in this little 7-mile stretch in Richmond, meter for cubic meter, than any place else on the river. And the reason is that the bottom of the river is solid, right? Big rocks and medium-sized rocks are called a stable substrate. And the water is fairly shallow. It's moving fast, but, you know, 6-8 feet really is about as deep as this water gets. Not that you can walk through it. I mean, the rapids will blast you away. Now, sunlight penetrates easily down to 1 fathom, that's 6 feet. This means that most of the rocks have a thin slip of algae growing. And on the rocks grows the algae. Under the rocks live the aquatic insects. These guys come out, lick the rocks clean, and then go back and hide underneath. Little fish come at the time when the insects are coming out and going back and eat the insects. Little fish get eaten by big fish. So there's a naturally large number of fish here. During the migration of fish coming out of the ocean, the number of fish increases dramatically because they want to lay their eggs in amongst the solid substrate of rocks into which the eggs will fall. So this is not only the richest livelihood spot for fish, but it is the greatest home spot for migrating fish to lay their eggs. We're standing just about at the line where the fast-moving water ends. And Peter, if you look to your left, the water has one last set of rapids, little ones, going underneath the Norfolk Southern Railroad Bridge, and then no more. So basically, here's what happened. This stable substrate, this granite, is the geological scar from the ancient collision of Africa and North America. You know the theory of plate tectonics. The Earth is comprised of a series of plates which continually crash into one another, dive down into the Earth, and then come back up as new material to form new plates. It takes a great deal of time. This band of granite is the scar between the clash of Africa and North America, and it's 1,000 miles long. It goes here, basically New Jersey to Georgia. And it's exposed here in Richmond for 7 miles. Granite is much harder than the surrounding rock and therefore makes a series of rapids. It's kind of like the difference between cutting through a board with a razor or a butter knife. If you use a butter knife, it's going to be a ragged, jagged cut, and that's what's happened here. You can hear that grinding taking place right now, ever so slightly. It's the rapids coursing over the rocks, slowly wearing them down. All the great cities in the mid-Atlantic are along this scar line because of the same reason in Richmond. The falling water could be used to turn water wheels. Now, we no longer use water as a force for energy to run industry. And as a result, the shoreline here is reverting back to nature. Were you and I here 150 years ago, if we were here during the Civil War, if we were here even back at the beginning of the 1800s, there wouldn't be these trees. This would be stripped bare. For one thing, people used wood to heat with, so you wouldn't leave this stuff standing. For another reason, it's the commerce that you and I talked about earlier. Boats were coming through here. So, this area looked much different. It was much wider and open. Now, since we've stopped using water for energy, Mother Nature has been able to basically heal itself. And there is more wildlife now than there has been since the time of the American Aborigines.